lot of discussion about the construction of the Mishkan. It takes place, again, at the beginning of Truma, but it's here certainly in Parshas Kudei. We have elements of the beginning of the function of the Mishkan in Parshas Tzav as well, a little bit in Shmini. One of the most interesting elements of the Mishkan is found in Chumash. It's a pasuk, we'll quote the pasuk from Parshas Pekudei, Vayakim Moshe es ha-Mishkan. Moshe is the one that essentially puts up and builds the Mishkan. Moshe is the one that actually comes along and does a lot of the work. And Chazal and many of the Mefarshim are bothered by the question, why Dafka Moshe is the one that does it? Why is he the one that has to put it up? The Gemara in Menachos even discusses this, certain halachas we learn from it. But what's the significance of it? Lichora, there are better options, or at least there are other appropriate options for who could put it up. I could hear it said that Aaron should have to put it up. Aaron's the one that's going to be the primary person doing avoda there. I could have heard an argument that Bezalel should be the one who oversees putting it up. He is the architect, after all. Him and his own individual kochos, knowing how to channel them properly. I would have thought that Bezalel should be the one that put it up. I could have even heard an argument that it doesn't matter who puts it up. It's putting up the physical structure. What matters is the avoda. What matters is the binyan that has to have a... Why is who puts it up considered to be so significant? Yet it is Moshe Rabbeinu that is the one that does it. Why Moshe Rabbeinu Dafka? Why is he the one that puts it up? There are a variety of different answers. We'll try to go through a couple of them, some at greater length. One, the Medrash points out in a couple of places that Ein Hashchina Shore El Chacham Gibor VaAshir. That Moshe Rabbeinu was a Gibor. Moshe Rabbeinu had a certain capacity physically. He was also very much gifted. And there are certain prerequisites that Chazal tell us for the Shechina to be Shora. So Moshe Rabbeinu was a person who had so many of these amazing qualities. Moshe Rabbeinu was, and he was also physically strong. That's necessary for a certain kind of Hashras, Hashchina, apparently. And therefore, it made sense that Moshe Rabbeinu would be the one that would put it up because he would be the one that could that was qualified as such. Perhaps. Rav Hirsch has a very beautiful insight. It's a very beautiful insight. He isn't fully connected to our question, but the Yisod is something which I think is amazing. He points out, while Moshe Rabbeinu plays an enormous role in the build-up to the Mishkan, Moshe Rabbeinu, Chazal say, may have taken it down, put it up, until finally he was going to stay up. Moshe Rabbeinu may have even, again, brought Karbanos to different states. Moshe Rabbeinu played a very, very active role, but the second that Moshe put it up, he was able to then pull back and enter into the nation entirely. This was not Moshe's house, the Mishkan. It was entirely Bnei Yisrael's home. And the only time that Moshe was going to come into the Mishkan was when Kadosh Baruch Hu was going to call him to come in. But there was going to be a home that had to be a home built and that was shayach to the entirety of Klal Yisrael. Had to belong to all of Klal Yisrael. Moshe's unique gift was that Moshe could leave his imprint on it. Moshe would be able to build a Mishkan. But we wanted the Mishkan to be so Klal Yisrael-centric. It had to be built by the kind of person, this is what, I guess, the Hosafa on reverse, who has the anava and the capacity to build it and then to remove himself entirely. Moshe built it, but then he was never looking back and saying, by the way, I built that. By the way, that's mine. By the way, that's the thing which I did. He built it, and then he was able to, it belonged to the entire Klal Yisrael. It was something which was there. It's like I have a friend that when he was in elementary school, I think he'll find this out like many, many years later, his parents dedicated the playground, gave a lot of money for a new playground, and the tenai was that no one could ever know it was them, including their own kid, that it should be something which belongs to the Klal, and it should be something he wanted his kid to feel that Magiali, the guy Bar Shaychas, this has to belong to Klal Yisrael. It's a big piece of the Mishkan, and Karbanos is it's the Karbanos Tzibor, and that's the carbon tamid shel ben shachar ben ervayim. The basis of our avoda is the carbon tibor in your own particular place. Okay. We don't have enough time for this, but I'll just point out very quickly. There's a beautiful Torah of Rabbi Nachman, Likutei Moran and Torah Ayin. A very, very beautiful Torah of Rabbi Nachman. And it's one that is, I'll just try to give the yisod. Nachman describes the phenomenon of gravity. He writes that there is a natural pull down to dirt, down to this world, down to the Adama. And that the only way that you don't have this pull down is if there's an other opposing force that allows you to go up. The second that opposing force lacks its power, you fall back to the ground because there's amazing koach that's mosheich from the ground. That's what gravity is. It has the ability to pull things toward it. Some add a lot of it has to do with that which is simple and that which is humble. There's something about that which pulls things. Ground, dirt is there. It has the capacity to pull. A tzaddik also has that same capacity. A tzaddik, sometimes, there is this phenomenon by a tzaddik of people. He writes that want to come and be close to a tzaddik of people that want to have a certain shaychus to it. That's why you often find by many tzaddikim and talmid chachamim, there's always a crowd around them. It's very hard to get in to certain big people because there's just a crowd there. People feel that connection. Suggest that's pshat. We say in Shmona Esrei, v'nafshi ka'afar l'chol tiyah, that we want our nefesh to be like afar. Afar also has its ground. It's where gravity is. Its most basic level. That's something which is mosheich. It's something which pulls. It's something which is going to be the kind of person that people want to feel a certain kind of connection to. So they want to feel a connection to. So ground, and tzaddikim, v'nafshi ka'afar. We daven for that. These are things because of their humility. There's a certain pull. I think some suggest in Rabbi Nachman the reason why there's a pull around those who are humble is that somebody who's humble is often hiding things. Someone who's humble isn't publicizing all of their good deeds. So you want to go to explore like what really is present, what's really going on there. It's something very attractive about that. Something else that we wanted to be mosheich, to be a center that people would always be pulled to, most certainly is the Mishkan. Ki Mishkan ha'ilo koach ha'mosheich. L'hamshech elokus l'makom shay omeid sham. The goal of the Mishkan was to be a place, that was going to be a central place that people would be pulled to. In order for the Mishkan to be the kind of place it needed to be built predicated on a certain kind of, not just humility, but a certain kind of simplicity, a certain kind of power, it had to be built by a person like Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu was the ultimate person that was Mosheich. He was the ultimate Anav. He was the ultimate person of V'nafshi Ka'afar L'chol Tiyah. And because of that, there's going to be something about the Mishkan. That's how it would be more centrally located. The same way that you have this phenomenon by a tzaddik. So he wanted that to be even more so by the Hashras HaShchina. The Hashras HaShchina, that people are going to come to wherever they can. That's going to be it. Only Moshe could build the kind of place that would draw in Klal Yisrael because Moshe had that quality. It was almost like Rabbi Nachman's Lashon, there's a gravitational pull to the Mishkan. That tzaddikim, ground, have a gravitational pull. Moshe had that, was able to do so. Okay, there's another mahalach, which I think is a very beautiful mahalach. It's in the Ma'bid in Kiryat Sefer, in his Hakdama, the Sefer Kiryat Sefer on Rambam. He has, this is Rav Nei, and Shirish Nasim, Parsh Pekudei, Maimar Kufya Dalet. Quotes this Torah also. It's a very, very beautiful idea. The goal of the Mishkan was to take something that was so spiritual and so shayach to the world of Limala. Akrika Chazal tell us there is a Mikdash Shalmala even, where take something that was going to be otherworldly. There were revealed miracles, at least in Mishkan and Bais Rishon. There were certain kinds of miracles taking place. It was the Mishkan, the Chiddush, of something which was fundamentally up there. Ruchniyistic, that was going to be able to have a place in this particular world. The person that is most shayach to bring that to the world is Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu, like none other, has the ability to live in this world, but to also function in a very intense way in upper worlds also. The Ma'bit writes there in the Hakdama that Moshe Rabbeinu was Zachaliyo, Sirshu ben Sinasa. Moshe Rabbeinu was the one who's the conduit for Kabbalah Satorah. Moshe Rabbeinu could function almost in the level of Kisei HaKavod. He was Anochi Omeid Bein Hashem Uveinechem. He was a person that was more qualified than anyone. The same way he could bring the Torah from on top to on down. So you know the Mishkan is like the Ramban writes, a Hemshech of Kabbalah Satorah. It's a Hemshech of Har Sinai. So Moshe Rabbeinu was more qualified than anyone because of his elevated state. He was the one who was spiritual and physical, that merging, and he was the one, therefore, who could create a Mishkan. Now, I'll just be Mosif something. Both the Mishkan and Moshe Rabbeinu are this merging of spiritual and physical. What's intriguing is the following. They may lean more one way than the other. The Maharal writes the reason why Moshe Rabbeinu had a speech impediment was because speech is the line between the abstract spirituality of thought and the tachlis maisa. Machshava and Maisa. Dibor is the in-between, where that which is more abstract becomes that which is more real. Why did Moshe have a speech impediment? Because a speech is what happens when you have the right balance between spiritual and physical. So Moshe Rabbeinu's balance was off. It was atypical. Moshe Rabbeinu was on the one hand the physical being, but he was so much more spiritual that capacity to speak was almost out of sync a little bit. He was too spiritual to channel that properly. Moshe Rabbeinu's heightened spirituality is why many explain why Moshe Rabbeinu couldn't stay with Tzipora long term the same way. achar shilucheha. There was something about Moshe Rabbeinu that was so spiritual, and that's the kind of person we wanted to bring down to the Mishkan. So Moshe Rabbeinu is the one that brought the world of Mishkan. He had to build it. Why not Bezalel? Why not Aaron? Why not anybody else with the physical strength to be able to do so? The first mahalach is because he had the qualities to bring Kashrus Hashchina. For the reverse, it's because he had the ability to know how to pull back, how to make it Klal Yisrael's Mishkan and not his own. He was never going to make it about him. For Rabbi Nachman, part of the idea of the Mishkan is that Moshe Rabbeinu, by virtue of his anava and his tzidkus, had this ability to have this gravitational pull towards him. Because that's what people are pulled to. And he was building a Mishkan that was going to be the center of Klal Yisrael. So it was going to come in for the Kiryas Sefer, the very beautiful idea, that to bring that which is Ruchni down to an Olam HaGashmi, but have it still be Ruchni, that's a Chiddush. The one who gets that more than anyone, who could be Arbam Yom Balayla, and not eat or drink, that's only Moshe Rabbeinu. Only Moshe Rabbeinu could do that, a certain kind of spirituality that was present.